The fact that the Torah shows me it's a different case means it's a proof of the fact that this is the general rule. The fact that the Torah needs to take it out and show me it's a different case by the word or tap means that there is a rule that you need to come out of. So this rule is still good. Okay?
If we say that the Sanhedrin is Moshe, Moshe is the Sanhedrin of the future, then the vessels we're talking about should be vessels that even whenever there is a Sanhedrin, we're still talking about those vessels.
That's the original assumption of the Gemara until we get to this pasuk, which says you make a difference between the original vessels and the later ones. Everything else, you don't make a difference. Everything else needs to stay the same, which is why we've got a good proof. And only vessels you have a difference, because the Torah is made a difference by the word or tap. Yeah? Okay. So far. Now, Rabbah's not finished. Rabbah comes back and says,
Let's continue
in the text. Namakra, Shaniyata. So, Rav Shimi is saying, Shaniyatam, it's different in the case of vessels. Why?
Where are we?
We're on 16b1 at the bottom of the page. Tet Zayin Amud Bet.
Okay.
Why are vessels different? Damakra, because the pasuk says Vayim Shachem Vayikadesh Otam, right? That you shall anoint and sanctify them. Those ones dafka Otam b'mishicha. Those ones by mashicha, by an oil. V'lo l'dorot b'mishicha, but not for the future generations by mashicha. That's what I learn out from that pasuk. That's Rav Shimi's explanation of how the brighter still allows the Chenta Asu to mean that Moshe is required for future generations.
You're saying he's required for everything except for the Mashiach, right?
We're saying that you're trying to destroy my proof by saying vessels clearly don't apply. The rule doesn't apply Mishkan and generations. The rule doesn't apply. So obviously, it's a very nice suggestion that the rule doesn't apply.
We're saying
you're right. Vessels, it doesn't apply, but everything else it does. How do I know that I can make that? Normally, you break a rule by showing that it's wrong. If I give you a theory, a hypothesis, and say that I've done studies and all women with red hair like apples. That's my hypothesis. And then I come along and say, but wait a minute, my mum's got red hair, she can't stand apples. So I've just broken the rule. Right? And then so I have to throw it out and start again. So that's what Rava apparently did. We said there's a rule that says the Chentasu, you have to do the same thing throughout the generations. Rava comes along and says, look, I've got and clearly vessels didn't happen. And I've got a brighter which says it didn't happen. It's not just my assumption. The brighter says it didn't happen. Does that break the rule and I have to start again? No. I can show that one's an exception. Right? If I take my redhead view, right, the reason why my mum doesn't like apples, even though she's a redhead, is because she's different. Why is she different? Because when she was young, an apple fell on her head and she now doesn't like apples. So you're right. My mum doesn't like apples. It's a contradiction. But I can take it out of the rule and say that the rule still stands. There's a good reason to take that out. I have a good reason to take out vessels from this rule, and the rule still stands. And the reason I can do that is only because the Torah gives me the indication that the vessels are different. If I simply had a brighter, if I don't have this third line here, I simply have Rava, and Rava comes along and says, your proof is wrong because vessels are different. I can't turn around and just say of my own logic, well, you're right, vessels don't work, but everything else is good. I can't say, I need to have a valid logical reason why I can take vessels out of this equation. I can't just say, you're right, vessels messes me up, but let's take vessels out and everything else is good. No, you've broken my rule unless I can tell you why vessels is allowed to come out of this picture. And the reason why I can tell you is because the Torah made a difference. The Torah itself said vessels are different. Okay, your thing. But Rava says, Rava's not finished. Rava says, Ve'ema otam v'mashicha, Ve'ema. And you can say, this is Rava speaking back, right? Often the Gemara won't put in the names, they will just have the dialogue between, right? So also two here, we don't have the names. It adds an extra little bit of work. Okay, Ve'ema, and let's say, meaning we can challenge the previous answer. Otam, b'mashicha. Otam, you're right, means mashicha. Those ones, the original ones, were by mashicha. I agree with you on that half of your conclusion. But I'm going to disagree with your second half of your conclusion. V'ledorot, and in the future, iba mashicha, iba avodah. Rav Shimi, you want to tell me Otam means that the original vessels were done by oil, but the future ones are done by use, right? Just like the writer said. But I'm going to tell you, says Rav, Otam doesn't have to mean that. Maybe Otam means originally oil, but later oil or usage, right? And this is the difference, the later version. This is where he disagrees.
Could there be a third one, which is ideally be the edit, it should be oil, but if it's not, if you haven't interested in oil, but you could still use it.
Could be. It's nice. It's probably wrong because the Gemara doesn't bring it, and I can't tell you why. But it's nice. But well thought out. So, Rabbi says, I can challenge you because I can give you a different way of interpreting Otam, which is still possible. And if my way is right, then your argument falls. What's the difference? So Otam means Otam, the original ones, by oil, but the future one, what happens in the future? You want to tell me that there's two ways of looking at it, like I explained it. If I know what happened in the past, but you didn't tell me what happened in the future, so what do I learn out? What's the implication? If you told me what happened in the past, So the initial assumption, which is what Rav Shimon said, he told me what happened in the past. Then what happened in the future is something different. Because otherwise you would have just said, applied across the whole thing. So the fact that you're telling me this dafka in the past means that the future was the opposite. But the fact that you told me that it was oil originally, it must mean that in the future it's used. But Rav said, no. Could be, the fact that you told me it was oil originally means that the future, I don't know, could be oil, or it could be usage. For sure it's not the same. It's not going to be oil in the past and oil in the future. Doesn't make sense. So it has to be a different case. But what is that different case? Is that different case the opposite? Or maybe like something completely different? Or is it something completely different and the original option too? Could be either. Logically. It's possible. Because of this, we have to throw out the proof. Now, this is the difficult bit that I was stuck on yesterday. I'm still a little bit stuck on it, tell you the truth. To explain why this is a problem.
Yeah, it's not really like a dafui in the Rashi, no? It's not like a strong.
It's not correct. It's not a very strong.
You can even help the Rashi, no? It can be as usage, you can be like, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So maybe you have to do everything else. And maybe even the Mishnah, maybe Mishnah has to be also the majority. could say like that.
No, it's definitely moved, certainly in my understanding of Rabbi Yoel's too, that you could still allow this to be the case and still keep going. But the Gemara doesn't like it. Why? What's the problem? What's the problem with having this second explanation? How does that defeat Rav Shimon's argument? So, I almost had it this morning in terms of how Arsgore explained it, but it wasn't sitting with me very well.
Did he throw out the Tenta Azu? Is there no more of a Tenta Azu? Not looking at that anymore?
Now I think he wants to say that. He wants to say like this, that. If Rav Shimi is relying on this understanding of the Braita, right? Rav Shimi's proof is the Otam means that the correct meaning of the scenario that we're talking about is the fact that originally it was oil, and in the future it was only by usage and no oil. Meaning he goes against it, right? Rav Shimi doesn't like this oil possible for the future. He says no. Otam means dafka, it has to be only usage in the future.
I don't understand why. I don't know. You have two options.
Yeah.
You take always the easy option. Why even the difficult one?
Because here, even though you can take the easy option, if there's a possibility for another interpretation, then you can argue that it's not a good proof. In many cases, the Gemara will destroy an argument by saying we can find an alternative way of looking at it, even though it's a very forced way, even though there's a very minute chance that that's actually what that argument meant. The fact that I can find a hole in it means that it doesn't stand.
No, no, let's say, example, you have a car. In the beginning, Moshe needs benzene.
Yeah.
In the future, you can. The car drive when you use it.
Yeah.
Oh, you may not have nobody to consider.
Okay.
Why you have to consider?
Because in this case, the Torah said so.
No.
The Torah said you have to use oil first.
In the first. Oh. Yeah, but in the future, no.
And it didn't say. The Torah doesn't say about the future.
No, it might be really hard.
Right.
You can use it. You can use it or you take it.
So he says he says you can do either.
Yeah.
Why not?
But why can't you assume that there won't be a change? I mean, that you used oil in the past, you'll use oil in the future.
Why can't it do what?
Why can't you assume that since they mentioned about the future that there will not be any change? That they used oil in the past and they'll use oil in the future.
Correct. So that's the original assumption for Chen Ta'asum, that everything stays the same. And that's the original assumption for everything until the Torah tells me Otam specifies that one we're going to use oil. Only that one. Without this, 100%, I'm going to assume that we only use oil in the future. Everything we did in the past, we always do in the future. Until the Torah tells me different, which it did. So, let's get back to my attempted explanation of what's going on here, which is this. So, Rav Shimi says, Otam, that the scenario we're talking about is that the original ones were done by oil, and the later ones were only by use, no oil at all. Oil was not used at all. That accords with the Braita, fits with the Braita. That's what the Braita says. And therefore, his proof is good. Right? Everyone with you so far. That's the logic. Along comes Rav and says, I can make a hole in that argument because if we can say the oil is a possibility even in the future, then it throws doubt on the source of this brighter. This now becomes questionable. And therefore, it's not a good train of logic to get you back to here. There's a hole in it. There's a hole in the logic. It doesn't hold up. It doesn't have to be that A goes to B goes to C in a nice logical pattern. Because there's another possibility. Now, I think I'm just going to leave it there. There's ways to argue against what I just said. But certainly from my understanding of Oscar, there's a little explanation, footnote, that's what they're trying to say, is the way the rabbit pushes it off. So I think we'll leave it at that, and then when
Rashi does the same
thing. The comes in and explains it all further, then we'll...
Rashi or anyone else doesn't give any additional information?
No. I don't know, I was going to look in there, I couldn't find it, but Rashi, you might be able to find it. Does he say anything useful here?
Writer can't contradict diversity at all. So is that what you're saying here? That I have a verse from the Torah, which is in the Talmud, and it means this, and the writer says something different, so can't go by the writer.
Yeah, Rava is putting doubt on the writer, or at least, the writer means that.
I mean, that's why it's considered a writer instead of Mishnah. I'm completely confused now.
Okay, so we were trying to make this Krishya that we were going to have to, everything fell on. But apparently, you can read it as simply a question along the way. Right? Rav Shimi, what happened over here? Rav Shimi needed to explain the Torah's rules. Right? That the vessels are separate. Vessels are a separate case. How do I know vessels are a separate case? Because the Torah specified our town that Dafka separated them out and said those ones are for oil and the future ones not. Along comes Rav and says, what do you mean those ones for oil and the future ones not? Maybe it means those ones for oil and the future ones oil or usage. How do you know that it means that the original ones are oil and the later ones not? And now, because it could be neither. So then that's simply the question.
It's only a question.
So he's waiting for the thing is,
why do you make a question if it's not relevant?
So are they waiting for an answer?
Yeah, so we'll get the answer now. So Rav Papa now gives the answer. So it's Rav Papa that gives an answer. Right? The whole story is a bit more complicated, but if we leave it on that simple level. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa answers the question. Right? So let's just remind ourselves what the question is. The question is, why go with your view, Rav Shimi, that means oil before and use afterwards? Maybe it could also mean oil before and either afterwards. Rav Shimi, Rav Papa answers that question. Amar Rav Papa. a makra, the pasuk says, we have a new pasuk, a different pasuk. Asher yisharetu sharatu bam bakodesh. Asher yisharetu bam bakodesh. What does that mean? It means those, we're talking about the kalim, the vessels, and the pasuk says which they will, Tov, our scroll here uses the word administer. They will use them.
So like serve.
Serve, they will serve, they will use them, they will. Right? Asher yishal tu bam b'kodesh. They will use them for Kodesh, for the temple. Right, so we're saying that the vessels will be used, but we're relying on this word isharet. They will be used in some fashion in the temple. Because it says that in a different pasuk, so Rav Papa explains, Hakatuv tala'an b'sheirut. The pasuk hangs them on sheirut, on service. So the pasuk comes along now to teach us that Rav Shimi's right, that in the future, the what makes the vessels kodesh is their service. Like Rav Shimi wanted to say, we have a pasuk that implicitly, it's not explicit, but implicitly supports the way that Rav Shimi wants to understand the word otam. Right? He wants to understand that otam meant before oil and later usage. And now I've got another pasuk, says Rav Papa, that goes along with that, supports that idea. Why? Because the pasuk says that the vessels will be used in the temple. And he makes a drash out of that it's the usage in the temple which is what makes them kodesh. Right? It's the way the pasuk is phrased. Asher yishal tu bam bakodesh. It's the sharet which makes them kodesh. Right? It's the usage which makes them sanctified. Okay. So that now supports Rav Shimi again. Everything's good. Gemara is not completely satisfied. He wants to know, Ella Otam Lamali. But now, Ella rather, or now, Ella, Otam Lamali, why do I need this Otam? If you want to tell me that this pasuk which says that the vessels Yisharetu, the vessels, their usage is what causes them to be Kodesh, why do I need this earlier drasha about Otam? That Otam taught me that originally was oil and then later was usage. So why do I need that? If I've got a pasuk which says that it's the usage which makes them Kodesh. Because that, together with my original pasuk of the Chentasu, that's all I need. I don't need this Otam. Doesn't. Why? What's that coming to teach me? Gemara has an explanation for that too. Ilav otam. If I didn't tell you the word otam, havamina, you would have thought, you would be wrong, you would have had a havamina, you would have thought, ludorot b'meshicha uba'avoda. You could have thought that in the future, b'meshicha uba'avoda, by meshicha, oil, uba'avoda, and by usage. You might have thought, if I didn't have this second pasuk which said that the vessels are sanctified in the future by usage, and I only had the original, or even the word otam, but I might have made the mistake that Rabbah made and said that otam comes to teach you that the future could be oil or usage. Therefore, I do need... No. Start again. What's the question? Question is, if I have this verse, and I have Rav Papa, who comes to teach me the verb Sheira 2, and that verse, which means usage causes sanctification. So the Gemara's question was, if you have this, and you have this, so why do I need Otam? Right, that was the question of Gemara. If what's the question based on? If I have the original passive which says vessels stay as originally made, right? What does that mean? It means that they need oil. They're originally made with oil. So if I have that, and then I have this, actually, usage is also good. Usage, that's the original, and then later on, they can be done by usage. So that tells me everything I need to know. I don't need, what do I need the Otam? The Otam came along to teach me that originally they were oil, and then later usage. But now I've got that, I've got oil, and I've got usage. I don't need this drasha.
That specificity shows that the vessels are different. The first pasuk is everything. It's not only the vessels, it's everything.
No. Yeah.
So the second one is needed, the otam is needed to tell us, but we're talking about vessels.
No, here it says vessels.
Right, but we don't know that the original vessels.
It says vessels, the usage is what gives them the sanctification.
It doesn't say specifically, it's just by
implication. If you've got this, and then you've got this, the only way you can understand those two verses together logically is, how can you tell me it needs to be done with oil, and then it needs to be done with usage? So it must mean that this one was the first one with Moshe, and this one's later. It's the only way you have two paprikim. So that's what Gemara is saying. Now I've got those two. That should be all I need. So why do I need Otam? So he says, no, I can tell you a good reason why you need Otam. Without Otam, you might have said like Rava, that the later one is usage or oil. Right? That could have still been a possibility. So along comes the word Otam to say no. There's a difference, a hiluk, difference. Otam means dafka. Otam means davka. Davka. Davka, the original ones by oil, but no other ones are done by oil. Only the original ones. Right? No oil later on. Only davka. Only. Only the original ones are done by oil. Otam, those ones. But the later ones, no. We don't use oil for the later ones. So I do need the word Otam to give me the correct understanding of the possibilities. Yes, let's just see, is that the end? We've got any more? Okay, so let's just finish the last sentence. Why? Because, sorry, the Gemara just adds in, because you've got this, right? And you shall do for the future generations. You might have thought, why might you have thought that oil was a possibility? Because indicates that you should also do it for future operations. So how do I understand my Havarmina, which is wrong? What could I have thought that the best, the usage, is an additional, non-alternative. Because Rechen Tatsu says you will also do it in the future, means that the oil will also come in the future. Therefore, in order to get you out of that Havamina, I need the word Otam to say Dafka, only the original ones. Oh, I'm going to move because we've got like 2 minutes left, and I just want to finish this last sentence. So, Katav Rahmana Otam. So that's it, sorry. It just confirmed what we just said. Katav Rahmana Otam. So Hashem wrote in the Torah Otam. Otam b'meshicha. B'lo l'dorot b'meshicha. In order to tell you, those ones are for Meshicha, but for the future generations, not Meshicha.
You tell you make this cup first.
Yes.
So you anoint it with oil. Then the next, make it exactly the same like that. when you lost the first.
Yeah.
No, you don't know to hit the cap now.
Yeah.
So then you have to learn again.
So, no.
Let's say now
we
don't know how it was the cap.
Right.
So.
No. So.
But then,
from what we know,
the second example, you know it only Medusa.
Yeah.
First, you have to learn.
No, only the first vessels. So what would happen is, if the first vessels that they used in the temple, they used oil. And then if they needed a new one, they lost it, someone stole it, we need a new one. So they made a new one, then they don't need oil.
Do you know
exactly
what it was the first?
That's a different question, whether they know what it looks like.
No, like he had
someone?
Let's say somebody put something. They made a big celebration, but then you did the same something, but they're not
celebrating,
of course,
it's
the first.
Okay, so that could be a reason. Nachon, a reason for the difference is the first one is more special because it's the first time ever. Nachon, so it could be that there's a svara reason why it should be different.
And when you lost everything,
you bring the new. So do we say that the new temple, which Bezrat Hashem will be built this afternoon, right, with all the Kalim? So, does that count as like the first time, or does that count like for generations? You trying something else?
No.
No, but the Kalim have already done.
The what?
The Kalim have already done.
The Kalim have done? Probably a lot of them, I don't know.
The question is,
maybe.
You have to anoint material, you can.
Yeah, so will we anoint them with oil, or will we just rely on usage?
So,